checking in with our friend Sarah from the Southwest Michigan Regional Chamber. Sarah, how are you this morning?
I'm great, Johnny. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. You know, you got a lot of stuff going on over there, as always, at the Chamber. But you guys just announced recently the nominations for some big major awards are happening right now, right?
Yeah. So our nominations period is officially open for our 2022 Business Recognition Award Ceremony. That'll officially happen on February 24th at the Mendel Center's Grand Upton Hall. So we're really looking forward to celebrating that. Hopefully we'll be in person. If not, we'll do another virtual affair. But we are excited to see nominations coming in. We have multiple categories once again this year for businesses as well as individuals who are doing really big and really great things all across Southwest Michigan. That deadline for nominations to be submitted is Friday, December 3rd. So I know it's like, oh, we got plenty of time, but keep in mind, Thanksgiving is next week,
right,
and it will go by incredibly quick the next 3 weeks. So
absolutely. So do you want to highlight any of the other major awards or did you?
Yeah, I mean, we totally
go ahead.
Can.
Go ahead.
So we have economic impact, which is for a large company. We also have that has been obviously positively impacting the economy in Southwest Michigan. We have small business of the year, which is for a company with less than 50 employees is what it's defined as. You also have nonprofit of the year. We have seen nonprofits, especially the last 2 years, that have just stepped up to the plate to handle everything that's been going on, whether it be COVID, whether it be the water issues in Benton Harbor. They have truly stepped up and really shown how impactful they can be to our community. We also have a new one for this year. It's called Best New Business. So this is for businesses that are newly open. They've been open for 6 months to 24 months, so 6 months to 2 years, basically. And they're really making an impact and doing great things since they've been able to open their doors. And, of course, we have Rising Star Award, which is for the under 40s who are becoming emerging leaders in our community. And they have really stepped up to the plate between professional involvement as well as community involvement. And finally, our Pat Moody Award. And I don't have to tell you who that's named after, the man, the myth, the legend himself, Pat Moody.
Never
and that
heard
one
of him.
Is, yeah, I know. You know, he's going to get you for that, right?
Oh, absolutely.
So this one celebrates longevity in the community, being able to get through tough times, but also the impact that people have had in the community professionally as well as on the service side of things. So lots of great opportunities for multiple individuals, multiple businesses to be nominated.
How do we nominate?
Super easy. If you head to our website, smrchamber.com, one of the Jumbotron images is going to be our president and CEO, Arthur Havlicek, with Gloria Ender from Freedom Finishing, and our board chair, Mark LeMoyne from KOA, Columbus St. Joseph KOA Holiday. And you'll see a button to click to see criteria and to nominate. If you click that, you can read through the criteria for each award and then nominate the individuals that you see fit.
Awesome. We'll get those in before, what did you say, December 3rd, right?
Yep, Friday, okay. December 3rd is the deadline.
Perfect. Well, also, I know when you go to that your website, you'll be able to see some calendars of great events that you have coming up. What do you, you got some ribbon cuttings coming up again? More ribbon cuttings?
We do. I know. Crazy, right? So we just confirmed two more ribbon cuttings, one for December 1st at Dallas Commercial Cleaning. That's going to be from 3 until 5. They're located inside the Fort Miami Professional Building right on Main Street. It's 815 Main Street in downtown St. Joe. David is the owner. He's been doing this for over 20-plus years. He had been in South Bend. He decided, you know what, Southwest Michigan looks like a great opportunity for me to expand, and he has done exactly that. So we're excited to do the official ribbon cutting to welcome him in. Again, that's Wednesday, December 1st from 3 until 5. He'll have light appetizers and a chance. If you are a business owner who is like, oh, my gosh, I need a new cleaning person, or if you're like, hey, we just need a cleaning person because I'm tired of doing it, it's a great chance to talk with him and find out if he would be an option for you. Second one is on Tuesday, December 7th from 4 until 6. We'll be at the Berrien County Historical Association, of course, the historic courthouse in Berrien Springs, for their On the Docket book and gift shop, bookstore and gift shop. So they're doing a whole, like, upgrade to the gift shop area and the bookstore.
Awesome.
So we're going to be out there celebrating that and kind of highlighting and showcasing everything that the Berrien County Historical Association has been doing with the History Center at Courthouse Square.
That's amazing. Great things happening in our community, and mark our calendars as well for the Holiday Village that's happening at Bridgman. When's that happening?
Yeah, that is going to be on Saturday, December 11th. They have a full day of stuff planned starting at noon that day with yoga inside the igloo. They also have a movie, a kids movie. We can't announce what it is yet, but we will be announcing that before we get closer. Okay. The pet parade, you've got downtown merchants that you can participate. Santa will be there. Mrs. Claus will be there. They've got a lot of fun things that will be happening in the downtown area. We've got live music with Mark Fix. The social district will continue to be up and running. So if anyone wants to grab a beverage while they're listening to Mark Fix or while we're singing Christmas carols, you want to warm up maybe with some mulled cranberry wine from Lisa Ballerina, you can do that. But it should be a really great day. The full lineup of everything can be found on our website as well. Or you can even find the events listing on Facebook too, which has additional details about what to expect that day.
Wonderful. And your website again to find out all the things that are happening with the Southwest Michigan Regional Chamber?
All of the things can be found at smrchamber.com. You can also find this on social media, Facebook, Instagram, by simply searching SMR Chamber.
Wonderful. Well, great catching up with you, Sarah. I know you're very, very busy. Probably the busiest person in Southwest Michigan. I'll just say that right now. You are.
I don't know about that, but I believe I might be up there.
But thank you for keeping up to date with everything that's going on with the Chamber, and we'll talk to you here in a couple weeks.
Sounds good. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too.